Today is competition day, and over the years I've called it a contest, a tournament, I can't remember what else I've called it, but I've called it by a variety of names, all of which have added up to the same thing. And I have to drive this evening, probably leaving home at about 6 o'clock, in order to go to a hotel in East Cork. And there I will find a decent sized audience. I'll find three other people who I am in competition with for the title of Area Champion 2026. Area Champion. Well, I'd love to be the area champion of a section of Cork City. It's all about making three speeches for me. I mean three competitions representing Blarney Toastmasters Club. And I've had a speech that I've been practicing for, as a 5 to 7 minute speech. The other two competitions I'm going to be in are impromptu. You just don't know what you're going to have to talk about. But this one is a 5 to 7 minute speech. And I have called it, until maybe today, a box of chocolates. And I practiced it, I think, 5 times in different places. And I increasingly think it's okay. When I originally thought, this is a really good speech. And I think, well, it's okay. And I've had a few bits of advice every time I've given the speech. And that's what Toastmasters is like. You do something, you communicate a message, and you ask people to give you help to improve it. But this morning, less than an hour ago, I got a message all the way from Thailand, from a man with a wonderful Scottish accent, whose name escapes me briefly. McCormack is his surname. But anyway, he suggested a radical restructuring of the speech, taking the same elements of the speech and just reordering them. It results in the same outcome, in a sense that I have a message I want to give to the audience. And that hasn't changed. The title of the speech has changed a little bit in his suggestion, and I don't know what to do. And this is why I'm making this audio today. I've got to think through the dangers of changing something that I've practiced and giving it a completely new structure, which I've never given before. That has the advantage of being fresh. No question about me trying to, if you like, remember which bit comes next. Well, I will have to remember it, but it won't be like, oh, I've always done it this way. And, or else, the advice I'd give somebody else who is, look, don't change anything significant at the last minute. It's just going to do your head in. And I don't know what to do. And I'm going to spend a good deal of today reading back over what this man has suggested to me, and think. But I have to decide probably very soon in the day, am I going to adopt his suggestions or not? Meanwhile, as a matter of interest, just to really complicate my day, I've got to go and see a consultant about my prostate. I've had an MRI, and I'm going along today to find out the results. So the result will be either, I think it'll be this, I think it'll either be, look, we need to keep this under observation, come back to me in 6 months' time, or in a year's time, maybe a year, or else, yes, Paul, this tiny bit of cancer you have has grown in size, and it's about time we did something about it, rather than just kept an eye on it. So there is my day, I think, and undoubtedly something will come along to surprise me. So I'll let you know, and I'll let myself know, maybe before the speech contest, what I'm going to do and how the prostate went today. Back to the studio. Oh dear, something did come along to surprise me. In fact, it completely flummoxed me when I got there, got to the prostate consultant. I discovered that I was a day early. Yes, I'd looked in my diary yesterday and again this morning, and on each of those days I was looking at Wednesday's diary. So I turned up 23 hours and 50 minutes early for my appointment. So, what a surprise. Can't say that was particularly welcome. Back to the studio.